Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPJ, Shir number 130. That's Bais Panimi Joint Shir number 130. We're talking about emotional intelligence in marriage. We started to talk about an emotional intelligent friendship. And we're going to go towards companionship and then intimacy. Companionship can be satisfying, even if it's somewhat superficial, because it involves spending time together, engaging in shared activities. You can do this without having deep verbal or emotional interactions. But to get to a deeper level in the companionship that's necessary in deep friendships and in marriage, that requires some skill, some strength, patience, tolerance, a use of healthy emotions, empathy, attunement, self-motivation, and persistence in the face of frustration. All of this is important. Spending time doing things together as a couple, which you both enjoy, or you both are willing to share, can have a tremendous, tremendous healing quality. Whether or not you have children yet, or you do, or you have a lot of children, the spending of quality time together is crucial and vital. If you're outdoor type, choose activities like walking or biking or trips to the mountains, boating, fishing, whatever. If you're indoor type, other things, you know, dining out, mall shopping, book browsing, whatever it is, but companionable time together. Mutual enjoyment activities together. Take turns with each other. Compromise when you enjoy different things. But work with each other to connect it. Whether it's, we can talk about intimacy soon, but even in non-intimate activities, when you have full, friendships with these things, and you want to connect in that those ways, it may require emotional, intelligent maturity, delayed gratification, empathy, managing your feelings, reading correctly your spouse's feelings, regulating your own moods. Emotional intelligence. You could be a deeply engaged, intimate couple. You don't have to be just friendly but superficial. You don't have to be just silent and peaceful together. And certainly, you don't have to be cold and distant or chas v'shalom hostile. You can get to the highest level of the relationship of being deeply engaged and being deeply intimate. True intimacy of true intimate connections can lead and does lead to a satisfying sexual relationship. It may seem that it's not connected, but to have a satisfying long-term sexual relationship in marriage, there needs to be regular personal conversations with one another in all subtypes of subjects in a healthy, respectful way. You need to have the friendship dynamic that was described in the previous year to lead to a satisfying sexual relationship. It is only true deep friendship that could lead you there. Familiarity with each other and a comfortability with each other. The commitment to each other to confidentiality and trust. To allow and take the risk of emotional exposure to one another. A mutual trust of one another. A deep emotional sharing and connecting towards each other. A mutuality. Mutuality means it's not a one-sided connection. It's a two-sided, two-way connection, going both ways equally. And vulnerability. It is extremely important to develop these EQ qualities of attunement, of self-understanding, appropriate use of emotion that can be very helpful to all of us. Women stereotypically find it more easier, more comfortable to maintain this level of intimacy, men less so, but we have to work through it and we have to work our best with it. We have to learn how to regulate our feelings, understand our emotions, and use our emotions in a healthy way. the blending of the head and the heart, the intellect and the emotions in the most healthy way. Feelings are important. They add depth and spice and richness to your life. It's not enough to be intellectually connected. Intellect alone will not create that deep connection. The emotions have to come along with it. The feelings have to come along with it. But again, feelings alone, unregulated by healthy thought and healthy awareness, is also not healthy. And despite the enlightenment, quote unquote, of this modern era, there's an extraordinary lack of sharing of feelings in many current marriages. Now, then again, you don't just vent just for the sake of venting. We're talking about genuine, healthy feelings of expressing to one another that needs to be in a normal, healthy human relationship between a couple that loves each other. The self-awareness is an essential ingredient of intimacy. It's the cornerstone of emotional intelligence, of EQ. According to Daniel Goleman in his book Emotional Intelligence, the attention to one's internal state, self-reflection, the introspective attention to one's experience, including feelings, mindfulness, self-awareness, that's fundamental to all psychological insights and to emotional intelligence. Many of us are at loss when asked to describe our inner selves or our inner experience. We are ultimately often clueless. We don't understand our own internal processes. And the ability to listen is one of the most important elements of communication, and it's sorely, sorely lacking in our generation. It's sorely, sorely lacking in marriage. Most couples who seek marital therapy feel their partner does not listen to them, because this mutual sharing involves listening to your husband and wife. And what interferes with that ability to empathize through listening, truly listening, is our own self-absorption. We are often too self-focused, and we cannot get outside of ourselves to become more empathetic and more compassionate. Self-awareness is beautiful, but the self-awareness has to be a healthy self-awareness, not a hyper self-focus of a self-absorption. Self-awareness is good, self-absorption is not. That can become narcissistic. That could create a tendency, the self-absorption can, to become very arrogant, to overvalue your personal worth, to believe that only you are special, only you are superior, and that you have excessive superior characteristics over your own spouse or anyone else for that matter. And though, Baruch Hashem, the full-blown narcissistic personality is not as common, but the self-absorption that we all have is unfortunately quite common. So don't confuse self-awareness and self-care with self-absorption. It's two different things. A self-absorbed person is less capable of true intimacy, because true intimacy requires mutual sharing, and a self-absorbed person is not into mutual sharing. They lack self-understanding, and they tend to be self-absorbed, so therefore closeness is not possible. Emotional intelligence requires the ability to empathize, to show compassion to your husband, to your wife. Now, don't confuse empathy with sympathy. Sympathy is just, you have that pain of seeing someone suffer, but it's selfish because it's your suffering that you can't take. It's not like you're really trying to be in the other person's shoes. Empathy means that you're actually in their shoes as best as possible, as much as humanly possible, to enter their world. It's a feeling with your spouse, for your spouse, not getting pulled into pitying or codependency, and you won't feel that as anxious or frustrated or hurt. You could have empathy. Now, empathy is sometimes painful too. It takes a lot of hard work. It could wear you out because the caring is a sacrifice. But this empathy that's built on a self-awareness, to be open first to our own emotions, will be more skilled at reading the feelings of the other. Empathetic skills is an important thing to acquire. And it helps with the romantic life, the healthy romantic life. Do you feel like your husband or wife really hears you or understands you or is there for you? If that's the case, you're very fortunate. But if you lack that ability to be empathetic or compassionate, then you will not be attuned to your spouse. But good news is that the ability to be empathetic can be acquired. It's a midah that can be worked on. It's a midah that can be achieved. It's not like either you have it or not. It's not like either I'm a selfish, self-absorbed person, period. No, no, no. It can be developed like an exercising of a muscle that's weak now but can become strong. You can't fake empathy. Being truly empathetic means that you need to be genuine, that you need to listen carefully, that you need to have a non-judgmental attitude and to accept what your husband or wife is experiencing and is saying in a healthy, loving relationship, to understand them, to be compassionate towards them. All of this is extremely important. So here's the summary of this concept before we actually get to the physical relationship aspect of it, is that the ingredients to intimacy that to lead to a healthy sexual connection, you need all of these concepts of self-awareness, not self-absorption, empathy, compassion, that will radically deepen and enrich your intimate connection with your husband, with your wife. Pertaining to love, you heard this expression, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. This is a stupid media nonsense. Because the idea being, the misconception that love is always a feeling, is a very unhealthy mindset. Because love is not just a pleasant sensation. It's not a matter of chance. It's not something you fall into. Another thing about love, true love, there's something that Eric Fromm, a psychologist, once said, and it's a very, very true line, says as follows. We are preoccupied with being in love and not concerned enough with being loving. This is a very important insight. People in marriage, whether in the beginning of marriage very often, but even later, they expect to have that feeling of love or to be showered upon themselves without any work from them, their own inner self, just to be treated royally and lovingly all the time and to feel that feeling all the time by emotions of warmth towards you and not concerned enough about being loving yourself and working towards it, whether you're in the mood or not in the mood. Love is not easy. True love, true rewarding love, the beautiful love that's lasting, everlasting, that creates a simchas hachayim and an excitement and a true fiery love of shir hashirim in the real way, requires hard work. Yes, is there sometimes a esiris from above, a special spark? Yes. But it's not lasting unless you work very hard at it. The romantic love of our society thrives on ignorance, on fantasy, on projection, on denial. And this ideal image of who our husband or wife is, that is a fantasy, that is a fiction that never existed. And we need to love in a more mature way than what we see in the movies, or in the books, or in our own heads. We need a mature way of being more conscious of ourselves and understanding the maturity of what true love really, really is. And Be'ezus Hashem, we are going to elaborate more on this in the upcoming Shir Be'ezus Hashem. Bracha v'atzlacha.